All right. This is the last track on the album. It's called I Know. It's where the title Biscuits and Gravy came from, because I said it in there. It's a solo song, kind of by default. We talked about the time when Joe Good was contemplating things and not writing so much. So I made the beat, and I was just kind of went right into adding vocals to it. I don't really write lyrics yet. I don't really have plans to, but just kind of did some vocal things. I'm kind of into like vocal patterns, whether they be rap patterns or whatever, without necessarily attaching words to them. So basically, I made the beat on my MPC 2000 XL made by Kai. It's a sampler sequencer. Basically, I listen to records, hear a little sound, a little blip, a little blop, grab that, put it on a pad, mess with that, whether it's changing the tone of it, toning it all over the pad so I can play it like it's on a keyboard. And then I'll do one track of that. I'll do, okay, let me play this there, and then go to track two, add some other noise or melody, drum hit, whatever, until I have, you know, who knows, like 32 layers, essentially, that when they all fall in place and go together on top of each other, sounds like a composition, which it is. After that point, I recorded that into my four track, because that's all I had to record it with at the time, and added a layer of vocals, added a second layer of vocals, bounced all that onto a CD, put that back into the four track on two tracks, added another vocal. I brought in trumpet at one point. I just have a little mic through the compressor, which then goes into an external like reverb box, Alesis Microverb, which is again my dad's from like the 80s. They still make it, but you know, it's an older one. And then from that into the four track, I know a lot of engineers talk about how you should go from the mixer back out into the effects unit, then into the mixer or something like that, but I didn't really do that because when you do it, I mean, whatever, I'm not that good with chords. I just kind of make stuff work somehow. But it was cool because you could record and hear the effect at the same time. So it's just a lot of layers. Sat there then and then mixed it live into my CD player. Obviously, it's a little overblown, but it felt right at the time, and it still feels right the way it is. So rather than go back and retrack out the whole thing and remix it in Pro Tools, we were just like, let's just leave it because it can't really be replicated.
With all the bouncing and stuff, how does your process compare to somebody who has a lot of money? Like, you know, say Neptunes or whatever.
Well, it's weird because some people that have a lot of money choose to use that money in a way that makes their recordings cleaner, and they utilize those things, whereas some producers that are successful don't. Like people like Madlib and like Timbaland aren't afraid to record something even through a mini headphone plug size jack, you know, versus like, you know, monster cables, you know, or just more of a traditional expensive setup. If I was probably better with like MIDI and having everything set up a certain way and not changing it, everything I create would be tracked out into Pro Tools and then mixed. But I've since gotten Pro Tools since we worked on this album, and as much as I like that and can do a lot of things with it vocally and compositionally live, for beats, I still like just making the whole beat in my MPC and then two-tracking it into a CD player. Because there's something about every sound that I bring into the MPC, from wherever the beat's at that point, I add more sounds in based on that. So I don't want to necessarily go back in and clean up each part, because it's not going to feel the way it did when every frequency was there at the beginning. If you can understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It's so, like remixing it. You know what I mean? He likes the way that his beats are mixed already versus like taking it out and remixing a beat.
It's like if we're making a song right now.
It's a different beat then. It's not the same beat anymore.
And I'm going like this. And then I want to add a kick drum. But then later on, like I take the snap and I make it all just highs. And then the kick drum is, you know, all a lot of lows, then it's not how I created it initially. It's a new composition, essentially. Especially when you have a lot of layers and you start tweaking each sound, it feels completely different. The way one note in the beat could be mixed higher or lower creates a new feel a new feeling from listening to that. So I like the original mix generally.
Yeah. And we learned that just from doing this new album. We tracked out the majority of the album. Track by track, went in and cleaned them up. And like, you know, my brother, you know, he stresses space, and I feel what he's saying. You know what I mean? Like the space idea is dope.
Sometimes it makes sense.
You know, it makes it clean and like powerful and like dynamic and everything. But like there's a certain something to that grittiness, man. Like, You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So what if it sounded like it came off an MPC? Like, it did. You know
it
what
did.
Mean? So, I mean, why front? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
So, I mean, we had to get this album out the way. I don't think we have to go back there anymore as far as, like, tracking and, like, making sure everything is mixed so clean. Like, I think it's more about getting that idea down first and then trying to, you know, do whatever it takes to get all the annoying shit out after the fact. But,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, it's all a learning process, and this is a mixture of tracked out compositions and two-track compositions, and sometimes it makes sense to do one way, sometimes another. But personally, I like kind of the raw aspect of just two-track the beat. I mean, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm.